one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
picking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. Tonight, I'm flying solo as Joe Sirianni and Sam Mongiovi are both off this evening. So we're going to do the best we can here, and I hope everyone out there is having a great Monday evening, and we'll be talking a lot about soccer tonight. And our special guests, we're very happy to have with us one of the new members of the Rochester Rhinos Hall of Fame, former Canadian international, one of the top goalkeepers in the history of Major League Soccer, Pat Onstad, the assistant coach of DC United, will be joining us at the top of the hour, 7 p.m. So be sure to tell your friends to listen in and hear Pat Onstad, who's going to talk a lot about the Rhinos, talk about DC United as they're in the mix of the playoffs and MLS. And we'll get all the information from Pat about what's going on with United as they count down to the playoffs. Also returning to the show is Rochester Lancers Vice President Rich Randall. He has some news on some player signings for the Lancers as their season starts in just about a month's time. November 3rd is the first match against Syracuse at the On Center. So get your road trip ready to go. Joe and I will be going out there, and probably Sam as well, to sit in their tiny little press area up at the On Center, where the old-fashioned ones where you have to duck your head in order to walk through it. But we're very happy to be going to see the Lancers in their second season in the MISL. And the home opener is November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Chicago Soul, 7 p.m. kickoff. And we'll have all the information from Rich Randall about that home opener, what's going on with the Lancers as the countdown to the start of the second MISL season for the Lancers. And we're also going to look back at an exciting weekend of soccer in Europe. And I won't promise not to talk too much about Chelsea. We'll let Dick talk about Everton as the top. They're now the top two teams in the EPL. We're also going to look ahead to the week's matches in the UEFA Champions League. Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Dick Howard will be joining us live from Toronto to talk about that. And we also may have a Lancers Wall of Famer on the show as well. We're trying to see if his plane is going to land in Rochester in time to be on the show, but we'll let you know if we get him on. We're looking forward to hopefully hearing from him during the show as well. A couple of news notes we want to get to you that happened today in the world of soccer. A couple of matches in Europe. In London, one of the big London derbies, West versus East, Queen's Park Rangers hosting West Ham, my wife's favorite team, and the Hammers pull off a big win on the road, 2-1 against Rangers. So West Ham moves to seventh in the Premiership. Big surprise as West Ham was just promoted last season from the Championship. QPR solidifies their spot at the bottom of the EPL. They are in serious trouble without having a victory this season. And a match in Spain today of note in La Liga, an upset as Getafe, who was in the relegation zone, 19th place, defeated Mallorca at home, the fifth place team in the Liga, by a score of 1-0, or 1-0, I guess you'd say it in Spanish. Of course, Barcelona still riding high, top of La Liga. We'll talk about Barcelona, the big match this coming Sunday. Barcelona hosts Real Madrid. The champions, Madrid, if they have any chance to catch Barcelona, they really need to win. Otherwise, they'll be 11 points back in La Liga, and that is practically an impossible task even this early in the season. So we're going to take our first break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll get all the latest information about the world of soccer. We're certainly talking a lot about Chelsea and Everton. And we'll give you all the news going on around the world of soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, Northfield Commons. Number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com to get pictures and see all the special items that they have up for sale at Top Notch. Of course, you've got all your embroidery there, your monogramming for your fall and winter sports teams. And to get ready for the Lancer season, they have all sorts of Rochester Lancers gear you can wear to the matches, either home with the Blue Cross Arena or on the road if you're following the team as they play in the MISL in their second season. Dick, you and I are very happy campers, I think, this week. Our boys are top of the EPL. How about that?
Yeah, I know. It's a great time for the Blues, isn't it, whether the Blues of Chelsea or the Blues of Everton. But a long season, Andrew. I think Everton are overextend themselves in getting to those high, lofty heights. They've never been in that position. Certainly in the first half of the season, they've tended to be a second-half team, but it's certainly been very encouraging for them. And Chelsea, of course, well, your expectations are always high, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, there were some great matches, though, this week. I tell you, the Everton did well, and actually I had picked them in my suicide pool this past week. So the Toffees came through with flying colors, but that Chelsea Arsenal match, it was a great played match. I mean, it was beautiful soccer for the most part. I think Chelsea tried to outplay Arsenal at their own game with the possession and the one touch passing, and it made for a very good match to watch. Of course, the Arsenal fans, I'm sure, were not happy with the results, and there were some issues about David Luiz diving, but that's par for the course for a London derby, especially one of that magnitude.
It's great, isn't it, when you have these derby games? We will talk about the derby games in England and in Scotland, but around the world there's some great rivalries. But the one result that caught my eye, of course, was the tremendous result by Tottenham Hotspur at Manchester United.
And it makes you very happy. I know, obviously, you're not a U.S. citizen, Dick, but as a U.S. soccer fan, it makes me very happy to see Brad Friedel at 42, 43 years of age, still doing a tremendous job in the nets for Spurs, and Clint Dempsey scoring the match-winning goal to break a 23-year drought, I believe, that Spurs had at Old Trafford. And Andre Villas-Boas, I think he's vindicating himself right now. Of course, he was let go by Chelsea mid-season last year, but he seems like he's fitting in at Spurs, and they're right in the mix right now in fifth place. But what a result, and it was really the tale of two halves. I mean, Spurs dominated the first half. United didn't have a shot until the 40th minute, but then Wayne Rooney comes in, the entire match changes, and those last number of minutes, it was very, very tense for Spurs, but they held on for that victory.
It's often the case, isn't it? You look at a game, and as you rightly mentioned, a team can be totally dominant in the first half, and in the second half, just fall away and let the other team take over. It's, I think, unique to soccer, to football, that this happens. But we see it time and time again, whether it's the lecture that will happen at half time from the manager, and things are changed around. But it's quite remarkable when you see that kind of turnaround, and a good example, of course, with the Manchester United-Tottenham game. But, yeah, it's great, isn't it, with Brad Friedel. He has been such a tremendous servant for whichever club he's played for, and his Iron Man record is quite remarkable, especially when he's got Hugo Lloris sitting in the wings, of course, the national goalkeeper for France, Les Bleus. And it says a lot for Brad Friedel and the way he has adjusted and adapted to the game. And I remember many years ago, when Bora Milutinovic was coaching the U.S. national team, I had a discussion with Brad Friedel in the corridor at Wembley Stadium, and it was a game where the U.S. were playing England. They lost 2-0. And at that time, Brad was really having a tough time getting a visa to play in England. And I said, well, Brad, you know, things can turn around, and they certainly have turned around in the years that have elapsed since that time.
It certainly has, and I don't know if you've seen the little bit of a Twitter online war going on with Brad Friedel and the former French keeper Fabien Barthez of the Chrome Dome.
That's Fabien Barthez for you. You know, he's defending his compatriot, Hugo Lloris.
He is not happy. He thinks that Lloris should be starting for Spurs, and obviously Andre Villas-Boas thinks differently. And, you know, when you have it's difficult because obviously you have a keeper who is currently playing for one of the top teams in the world, France, and you have 43-year-old Brad Friedel, who's just an Ironman. How do you take a guy out of the lineup who has that much experience, is playing that well, and you know Spurs are right in the top five in the league? It makes it tough for a young coach. You know, it's funny, you know, that Villas-Boas is actually younger than Brad Friedel. So, I mean, what do you do? It's a rock and a hard place, but I think as long as the team keeps winning, Brad's going to move.
If you've got two goalkeepers of that caliber on your books, it says a lot, because often you'll have what will be the first team goalkeeper, and the second goalkeeper is just resigned to being reserve team goalkeeper. But in this case, you've got two fine goalkeepers who both want to be starting, and until Brad Friedel slips up, and we can't see that happening for a long time, the way he's playing, then Hugo Lloris will have to bide his time. But it's been quite remarkable, and we see it time and time again, don't we, with goalkeepers. Now, Joe, I'm sure we'll talk about the great Dino Zoff playing into his 40s, and Peter Shilton in England. There's been many great goalkeepers that mature just like good wine as they get older.
As is our next guest, Mr. Pat Onstad, a gentleman who...
No better example. You know, Pat has been tremendous. He's looked after himself over the years, maintained high standards, and it's great to see what he has achieved, both for national team and for MLS clubs. A great servant, and it's great that he's still involved in the game.
Absolutely. And the Liverpool fans finally got something to cheer about with their first victory this season. Luis Suarez with a hat trick. But it's been an interesting year so far in England. I mean, you've got some teams that I think were unexpectedly at the top of the table. I mean, obviously Everton is sitting in second right now, but West Brom in sixth. And mentioned West Ham earlier. They're in seventh place right now ahead of Arsenal and Newcastle and Liverpool. Whoever would have thought that would happen for a team coming up from the Championship?
It's true, isn't it? And Newcastle United have such a fabulous support at home. It's great that they are being successful. And, of course, the manager's just got a new contract, a long contract. I've seen 7 or 8 years being mentioned, but he has done so well for Newcastle United Football Club.
Yes, and they have a very big match coming up this weekend. They host Manchester United, so that is certainly be a match. It'll be live on Fox Soccer Channel at 11 a.m. on Sunday. So certainly Newcastle would love to knock off United. I'd love to see them knock off United, I think.
No, as I say, you look at you know, with Alan Pardew, the manager, what he has done, and they are very competitive. They play good, attractive football. They're getting results. And it's going to be quite the battle, because in the Premiership, and I'm sure you'll testify to this, on any given day, anybody can beat anybody else, and you'll see some surprise results. Whereas in other sports, you can pretty well predict, whether it's NFL or NBA, what the result is going to be. But football, soccer, as we call it over in North America, has that unpredictable nature which makes it such a fascinating game.
Absolutely. And another big match, Dick, this coming weekend, Barcelona hosting Real Madrid. And you hesitate to say that this match is make or break for Real Madrid, but it just might be, because if they lose, they're 11 points behind Barcelona, who had to have another miraculous come from behind win this past weekend. They scored two goals in the last 3 minutes to come away. They grabbed victory out of the jaws of defeat.
Yeah. It's been quite a traumatic start, hasn't it, for the Real Madrid team. And interesting to note that Jose Mourinho is saying in the media that he's going to return to English football when his reign as Real Madrid boss is over, which
could be
doesn't
next
surprise
week.
Too many people. But I think he's just laying down the foundation and giving an alert to all clubs that he could be available at the end of this season if things don't go his way or the way of Real Madrid.
Certainly, Real is standing in sixth place right now in La Liga, and Atletico is in second place. So that certainly doesn't sit well in the fans of the Galacticos. But Barcelona is certainly one of the power teams this year in Europe. Another one I think is maybe even playing even better than Barcelona is Bayern Munich, who have 8 victories in 8 matches, and they've been dominant in pretty much every match. And it's a big surprise, I think, that they've outclassed everybody else in the Bundesliga so far.
It has, yeah, given, you know, Borussia Dortmund was so dominant last season. But with the Real Madrid, with Bayern Munich, you're talking about teams that have such a fabulous history, don't they? And they will go through tough periods, but they will start to bounce back, and then certainly in the case of Bayern, it looks as though they might have everything in order to get back and win a Bundesliga championship this year.
Of course, they were the runners-up last year to a certain Chelsea side in the European Championship final, played on their own home ground. So, yeah, I've never been much of a Bayern fan, honestly, but I'm certainly a Juventus fan, and they're still undefeated at the top of Serie A.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that Mr. Soriani is delighted with that situation. They continue their unbeaten ways, and it's quite remarkable the record that they're setting at the present time.
It is, and they of course have. They did very well against Chelsea in the Champions League, and they have Champions League competition coming up this weekend, or this week actually. Tomorrow they'll be playing Shakhtar Donetsk, and that's of course certainly one of the more stylish teams in Eastern Europe, and some other interesting matches. There isn't a lot of key, or not say, you know, high profile matches. Is Benfica against Barcelona, I guess, would qualify as that. That'll be on Fox Sports Net at 2:45. But you have CFR Cluj against Manchester United, and they're already saying United needs a win on the road here to get back on track. And Norsland against Chelsea, that should be, hopefully, even though Chelsea's on the road, they should do well in that one.
Yeah, it's you know, quite the situation when you have this of playing in a domestic league and the style of play that we see in the Premiership, whether it's La Liga or Serie A, and then you've got to switch off and you're up against teams that play a different style of play, speak a different language, and no better example, of course, than Manchester United and, you know, going against Cluj, because not too many people will know about Cluj and what they're doing, but it's certainly a golden era for Romania's oldest club, known as the Railway Men, and it won't be easy for Manchester United. It's always a unique aspect of the game, I think, when you're travelling and playing in a different country, and in Manchester United's case, of course, they've had so much experience over the years, it shouldn't be a problem, but you know that there'll be some upsets, and whether that will be the one, I doubt it, but you never know.
It's certainly, I think, if you want to say there's a marquee matchup, it's the match on Wednesday, the champions of England, Manchester City, against the champions of Germany, Borussia Dortmund, and that is on Fox Soccer Channel, so everybody will be able to watch that one. And also
is a tough group, isn't it? That Group D, you know, you look at Group D, Group of Death, so to speak.
D for death, yes, definitely.
Jeez, incredible. Ajax, Real Madrid, Manchester City, and Borussia Dortmund. Very difficult.
Ajax has Real Madrid at home, so see if... I guess Real Madrid has a tough schedule. They can play Ajax, and then they have to go travel to the new Camp Nou against Barcelona. I think Mr. Mourinho has got some difficult days ahead.
It's challenging, and you know that they will bounce back. They've had their problems in the early part of the season, but with Jose Mourinho, he's such a fine coach manager, and I'm sure he's laying down the law, and he did that with Sergio Ramos leaving him on the bench, you know, in the last time around, and he'll wield the axe if need be to get results, but it's not going to be easy when you look at over the next week and the kind of opposition he's going to be playing against.
Absolutely, and we wouldn't want to forget another. You mentioned about derby matches. There isn't a derby much more intense than Inter against Milan, which happens on Sunday, and Inter in third place in the Serie A, and AC Milan mired in 11th place. So certainly, there's a lot to play for in that matchup.
It's great, isn't it, when you have such an array of games on television. You can switch your channels and you can get some fabulous games. I know here in Canada we're just spoiled with regards to this, and I know it's the same in the States with regards to the different channels and the games that are being shown, and it is quite remarkable when you think about it. But often we'll have 12, 15 live games over a weekend, and you're spoiled for choice as to which one you want to tape or record.
Certainly, and this time I won't have to look on the internet for a pirate feed for Barcelona against Real Madrid because now it's on beIN Sport, which I get on the Dish Network here. So I'll definitely be. Actually, no, I won't be watching it because I won't be home. So I guess I'll have to.
Well, if you're able to tape it, I think the PVRs, the personal video recorders, are just great because you can tape your games and then see them at your leisure. And given that there's so many games, you're, as you say, spoiled for choice at times.
Absolutely. But, Dick, before I let you go, a couple more things. Toronto hosts DC United, so Pat Onset's going to be right in your backyard on Saturday.
Yeah, it's great. I hope you'll get to see Pat. I haven't seen him for a while, but it'll be great to see him. And, of course, Toronto FC are having just a horrendous season, and I think he's just waiting for it to get over ASAP so they can start rebuilding for next year. But DC United, of course, they do have an outside shot
in the Champions League, though, if they can somehow pull off a gigantic upset against Santos.
That's a good word to use, is gigantic, Andrew. I think it's going to be very difficult against a team that rarely loses at home. They're very difficult to play in Torreón, and we'll see what happens. But I can't see Toronto FC. They're so lacking in confidence at the moment, and it's going to be a real remarkable situation if they do get a result. But having said that, stranger things have happened in football.
That's right. They need to win by 3 goals, which makes it a little more. It's not just a win. It has to be a big win. And then, there's always an outside chance. You never know. But the other thing, since I won't be on the show next week, I know that Canada has a big match against Cuba coming up next weekend in World Cup qualifying. If they have any chance to get to the knockout stage, they're going to have to win that match and then go down to get a result in Honduras, which is certainly not going to be easy.
No, it's going to be very interesting, of course, because Panama host Honduras on the 12th, on Friday, the same night that Toronto play, of course, against Cuba. So the following Tuesday, it'll all be settled, and it's going to be very dramatic, I think, and hopefully the drama will be for the positive for Canada and, of course, for the United States.
That's right, and if Canada certainly could be rooting for Panama in that match, because they can get a result over Honduras, which is certainly a good chance that Panama has played very well so far. The only loss is to Canada at home, so if they can get a result, that would possibly make things a little more feasible for Canada.
A lot of drama, because if that's the case and there's three teams in contention, then all the games have to kick off at the same time, and it's a similar kind of situation to the one we had last year, of course, with the English Premiership, when Manchester United were involved with the other team in Manchester with regards to finishing number one. So much drama on the final day.
That's why we love this
sport. Could be repeated.
There is more better sport for drama, I really think, because literally anything can happen, and the game can switch on the kick of one ball, and that's what makes one of the reasons why this sport is what it is.
Say no more, Andrew. As I say, we're just going to start recording, and obviously lots to talk about in the weeks ahead, whether it be the international game and World Cup qualifying or the Champions League. It's great that we've always got a lot to talk about.
I will certainly pass along my regards to Pat. He'll be coming up next, and hopefully you guys can get together sometime during the weekend when DC's up
great.
In Toronto.
It would be great.
Okay, Dick, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Andrew. My pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from Toronto. When we come back, we will go live to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and be joined by one of the new members of the Rhinos Hall of Fame, D.C. United assistant coach and former Canadian international, Pat Onstad, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, L.A., Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2012 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 17 years. Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2013.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here tonight. Joe Sirianni and Sam Mongiovi are off this evening. Don't forget our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. You can get there from our website at www.soccerisakickinthegrass.com, where you can hear podcasts of all previous shows. And tonight's show will be up a little bit later in case you have friends who didn't get a chance to listen in live tonight. First of all, what's wrong with them? But they can listen to this podcast afterwards, usually up about 9 to 10 o'clock. And I also want to mention that coming up in the final segment today, we're going to have Rich Randall from the Rochester Lancers to talk about the latest signings from the team for the MISL season. And, of course, Lancers coached by Billy Andracki, former Rhino. And speaking of former Rhinos, and who's also certainly a big-time coach now in Major League Soccer with D.C. United under Ben Olson, we're very happy to be joined by one of the newest members of the Rhinos Hall of Fame, Pat Onstad. And Pat's appearance brought to you by Faber Homes of Rochester. Number to call is 889-4840. Talk to Bernie Iacovangelo. He'll set you up with a brand new home. And number to, and the website is faberhomes.com. Pat, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Good, Andrew. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Glad to talk to you again. That was you were such in demand here when you were back in Rochester. It was hard to hook up with you, but glad we finally had a chance to get you on the show here.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Yeah, it was a little bit of a crazy whirlwind trip when I came up there, I guess about a month and a half ago. But it was nice to be back. It's been a long time since I was back in Rochester, so it was a lot of fun.
And it happened to be the same weekend you were coaching the MLS All-Stars against my boys from Chelsea. And, you know, of course, Ben Olson was the head coach of the MLS team, and you guys did very well in that All-Star game.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, it's a bit surreal when you're lining up and then you're sitting there and you look across and there's John Terry playing in front of you or Maluda, and there's a lot of good players and a lot of quality on the field. So it was a lot of fun to see those guys play firsthand and to see where our league has come and how far it's come and the type of team we can actually put on the field for. You know, it's a one-off game. It's preseason for them, but at the same token, I thought our guys did a great job.
They certainly did, and I know that the fans in Rochester were very happy to see you back in town. I know it's been a long time. What was it like for you now? It's been about, like I said, a month and a half or so. What do you think about the experience you had coming in and being inducted into the Hall of Fame with Craig Demon and Doug Miller?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, I hadn't seen the stadium, so I really enjoyed that. It was nice to see, especially compared to Frontier Field, while it's more certainly soccer-specific in that sense. Although I'll say my memories of Frontier Field are nothing but great ones, and it was always a great place to go catch a game on a nice sunny night in the summer. But it's nice to see them have their own stadium, so that was nice to see. And then for me, a big one was I got to see a few friends I hadn't seen for a while, and guys, teammates I hadn't seen, Bill Sedgwick I hadn't seen for a while, Scott Vallow, Dougie Miller. And then Billy Andrecki was crazy enough to invite me over and my family over to his house. So we kind of ran amok in his house for a few hours. So that was a lot of fun.
And of course, you don't forget Scott Vallow. He's also coach of the Rhinos and the Western New York Flash. So our three big-name goalies from the Rhinos' golden era all now coaching. I think it makes sense because, goalies are the most intelligent men on the soccer pitch. I was a goalie once myself.
There's no doubt about that then, Andrew. We don't even have to argue that tonight. Someone might call it and might argue, but I highly doubt it.
Definitely. I know the D.C., it's been a up-and-down season for United. Certainly you guys are well-positioned for the playoffs, but I know you guys have had to go through some injury issues. Most importantly for D.C. and also for Canada is Dwayne D. Rosario's injury has put him out of action for a long period of time. I know that he was leading the team in assists. Actually, he's still leading the team in assists with 12, much more than any player. And his was a big loss. But you guys have really stepped it up and are unbeaten in your last four.
Yeah, well, I guess there's two ways to look at it. I think when a big guy goes down, and certainly for us, we rely on Dwayne, and we'd much rather have him in the lineup than not. But sometimes it becomes a rallying point, and so far the guys have responded in that style, and I think the guys have kind of rolled up their sleeves. And the type of results we've had, 2-1 at home, 1-0 on the road, 1-0, and then another 1-1 draw. I think with Dwayne, at home we try to win games 4-0, but now we've got a different team. We don't have that special player that can have those special moments and carry you when you need them. We need 11 guys to fight for one another, and so far the guys have bought into that, and hopefully we continue that in the last three games of the season.
Absolutely. We're here with Pat Onstad, former member of the Rhinos, of course, member of the Hall of Fame, and holds numerous records with the Rhinos, and now the assistant coach of D.C. United. And Pat, I want to talk to you about a couple of players on United I know that the fans look out for. First of all, the guy who's leading the way now for the team in scoring, Chris Pontius, who we had on the team on the show a few years ago when he was a raw rookie in Major League Soccer. Now he's one of the top players in the league, and certainly he's taken up the slack with D-Rose's injury.
Yeah, he's a unique player because he can kind of play a few different positions. He's probably most comfortable as a wide left midfielder. But he can also play kind of underneath if you play with a target guy, or a guy can kind of lead the line for you. So he's done a great job in both positions for us, and obviously we're going to have to rely on him a little bit more now without Dwayne being in. But over these last four games, he scored 2 goals for us, set up another one of the 4 goals he scored. So obviously he's an important piece for us if we're going to make the playoffs.
And he scored the goal on Saturday in one of the toughest places to play, Genwell Field in Portland. And I watched that penalty, what was called. It was a lot like the penalty that Gucci and Yewu had in the World Cup, where it was a cross and the Portland player put his arm up and it deflected off his arm and the ref pointed to the spot. The fans weren't happy about it, but Chris put the ball right in the back of the net, and that was turned out to be a very important goal as Portland ended up equalizing and it ended up a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, it was an important goal for us. I didn't think we played our best game there, but like you mentioned, Portland is one of the best atmospheres and one of the toughest places to play as a road team. It's, you know, maybe outside of Seattle where they get about twice as many fans, but they're sold out week in, week out, and it's very loud. It's hard to hear there. The referees get intimidated walking into that building, and I don't think there's probably been too many teams that kind of get a fortunate handball call in Portland, and we were fortunate enough to get that, and we held on for a point. It was a pretty important point for us.
Certainly. And another player that I know that the U.S. fans are looking to, maybe not in the 2016 World Cup, but maybe the 2020 World Cup or 2018 World Cup or 2022, is Bill Hamid, the young keeper that you have starting now for United. And what's it like working, as you being a former keeper, working with Bill as such a young player with a lot of talent and a lot of potential?
Yeah, he is just that. He's got a lot of potential and a lot of talent. So we're trying to get all that potential out of him. I think he's developed over the last couple of years. You know, before I was the goalkeeper coach, and Mark Simpson was there as well, and he did a great job with him as well. And I think he's a kid that hadn't had a lot leading into his professional career, and I think it had kind of been handed to him. And now with I think the two of us, and then also Tim Howard has actually played a big role in his development as well. I think Tim has sat him down and talked to him, and he's really starting to develop into an excellent professional and trying to really master his craft. And if he can do that with his athletic ability, the sky's the limit for him, and he could really go on and do great things for not just himself but also for the country.
I'll tell you, if he's anything close to Tim Howard, I mean, Tim Howard is one of the top keepers in the world, and if, you know, Bill can be the protege under Howard, that would be something else. He played, of course, he was in the under 20 national team, and there was the U.S. didn't qualify for the World Cup for a number of circumstances, but I know that being in goal with United is certainly a very important piece of his development, playing at MLS every day, every week. And I know, like I said, his great things are coming up for him, I think, in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the nice thing, I think, in MLS is that you see young American players get the opportunity to develop into good professionals. And it's difficult if you go over to an English Premier League club when you're 20, you know, 19, 20 years old, especially as a goalkeeper. But you can get lost in the shuffle pretty quickly if you don't perform within the first few months. The next thing you know, you're stuck behind three or four guys in your position, and you may never see the field again. So for a lot of guys, I know they want to get over there as quick as possible, but for a lot of them, I think that the best thing to do is to develop here and then head over if that's their goals are. You know, and the two best guys to look at that are Clint Dempsey, who obviously broke a huge streak for Tottenham at Man United this weekend, and then, like you mentioned before, one of the best goalkeepers in the certainly American history, and one of the better ones in the world right now is Tim Howard over at Everton, and those guys developed in this league.
I know our good friend, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, is very proud of Tim Howard, of course, playing in goal for his Everton side. And Dick was just on, and I know that you're going to be up in Toronto this weekend against Toronto FC. I know he'd love to get in touch with you and hook up with that. That is a big match, because you don't want to look ahead of Toronto, because the next match against Columbus at home may decide the playoffs, because Columbus is fighting for that playoff spot. But I know when you played for Houston, I managed to talk to you after you played Toronto, and you were real thrilled with the Toronto fans at that time. Has anything changed since then, or is it still
not much? You know, the Toronto fans, you know, they if they can't get on their own team, or they're tired of getting on their own team, they like to turn it on someone else. And you know, I've obviously been at the short end, unfortunately, a little bit. But you know, that's how it goes. It's professional soccer. And if they're willing to still waste their time on a assistant goal, assistant coach on the sidelines, I'm happy to do that rather than, you know, put the pressure on our players. So we're excited about the game. It's going to be a difficult match. It's always difficult on the road in our league, but our guys are kind of playing with a bit of a swagger right now, and I think we're pretty confident going into it. And you know, our goal is to try to get 3 points and put ourselves, you know, well ahead of Columbus, hopefully heading into that big match on October 20th.
Columbus has to face Kansas, supporting Kansas City, top of the Eastern Conference this weekend. So it's going to be a tough battle for the Crew. But the match is 1 p.m. on Saturday. I know there's a lot of D.C. United fans in town, Pat, so I'm sure some of them will be making the trip up to Toronto for an afternoon tilt over at BMO Field. But one thing I wanted to ask you, this year in the MLS playoffs, they changed the format so the top five teams in each conference make the postseason as opposed to the top three plus the next four. And that has brought some controversy as Columbus, Houston, and D.C. are well ahead of Vancouver Whitecaps, who are fifth in the Western Conference points-wise. There's about a 9 to 10 point difference there. So what are the thoughts with the coaching and the management about this playoff change? Obviously, it's not, doesn't seem to be fair.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, some years the Western Conference is stronger, other years the Eastern Conference, and I think this year probably the East has been a bit stronger than the West. And there was no secrets going into the season on what was going to happen. I mean, everybody knew, every single team in the league, all 19 teams knew that we were going to play the top five teams in your conference were going to make it. So regardless of how you look at it, I think from the inside, you know, with the MLS group, we knew that was how we were going to handle it, and top five teams are going to go through. I think the big change, the biggest change probably was the decision to go with the first tiebreaker is goals for, which is usually you go with goal difference or something along those lines, but the first tiebreaker in our league is going to be goals for, so that's going to be maybe play into it maybe a little bit more than just the East-West sort of kind of scenario.
There's three matches left, Toronto, Columbus, and then having to go to Chicago on the last game of the season. So, but before, one last thing, how's the family doing?
Family's great. We're enjoying our time out here. We kids are loving the school, where they're at, and all three of my kids now are kind of soccer age, so they're all playing. It's busy Tuesdays and Thursdays for me. I rush home and coach two of the kids' teams, so it's a lot of fun. The kids are growing up pretty quick.
Well, Pat, thanks very much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. And definitely get a hold of Dick. I would love to see you this weekend when you're up in Toronto.
All right, Andrew. That'd be great.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later, Pat.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye. Pat Onstad here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, of course, we're always wishing Pat the best with D.C. United as they forge forward to the MLS playoffs. When we come back, we'll be joined by the Vice President of the Rochester Lancers, Rich Randall. We'll get the latest information on player signings for this coming season. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Next week, Joe and Sam will be back with us as I'll be on the road myself, so I'll be checking in at the beginning of the show, but Joe and Sam will be having the whole show to themselves, and I'm sure they'll probably try to talk about things I wouldn't talk about, but that's okay. That's why we have three people here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We all have different opinions, and we love to argue and discuss, and that's what we do here on our show. And one of the things we're certainly looking forward to is the home opener and the season opener for the Rochester Lancers indoor soccer returning again this season, the second time around for the Lancers, and the season opener right around the corner, just about a month away. And we're joined now by the vice president of the Rochester Lancers, one of the hardest working people I know, Rich Randall. Rich's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Get your season tickets by calling 872-KICK. The home opener is Saturday, November 10th at 7 p.m. against this new Chicago Soul franchise. Rich, how you doing?
Hey, Andrew, first of all, thank you for having me on and, you know, promoting the game. I mean, without you and Joe and the things you do personally and for the game, I mean, you know, I'm not sure we'd be here right now. So, secondly, congrats to Tottenham. And, you know, you spoke earlier about the Americans, and it's good for the game and it's good for the American fans to see guys like Clint Dempsey doing what they're doing and certainly in a dynamic fashion like that.
Well, it's one of the few times I was rooting for Spurs. Being a Chelsea supporter, you don't like Spurs, but I definitely wanted them to beat United.
Well, I hear you there. But, yeah, our home opener is November 10th, and we are doing everything night and day to make sure that the fan experience is top-notch. We've got, you know, all the main major names coming back, all the fan favorites. And a couple names that our fans will definitely recognize new on the squad. Can't disclose it yet, but season opener November 3rd in Syracuse. And we're hoping they might be a little tired because they got Chicago for their home opener the night before. So.
Interesting. That's the way that worked out. But you can't give me a scoop here on any new players. You can't even give me one possible name or a hint to somebody.
Andrew,
that's what Sam would say.
That's a great radio guy. Well, I can tell you this. I mean, we're going to start a new series. It's going to be kind of like a Q&A series with all of our players. It launches this week. Friday, we've got some huge announcements. But basically, this series is going to be new on our website, rosterlancers.com. And I believe the first couple are with Mauricio Salas, Patrick Hannigan, of course, two of our franchise elite players. And then from there, we're going to kind of mix in some of the new names. And again, some of those new, I say, quote-unquote new. But these guys are big names in the soccer community and are most importantly going to help us connect with our fans, but even more so help us bring home a championship to Rochester. And that's part of what we're trying to put together for this season.
That definitely, we're looking forward to that. And here's a question for you. Patrick Hannigan, you mentioned him, and also Lubo Kozic. They're still actually in action in the NASL playoffs with the San Antonio Scorpions. So what is their status? When will they be when will we be seeing them in Lancers camp, given they're still playing outdoors?
Yeah, well, we kind of timed things around that. You know, we had some changes to our combine to allow for, you know, all the outdoor players that called us originally. So we moved some combines around for the pro guys. Now with our own camp, you know, our combine is October 13th and 14th out at TSC. And then our camp essentially starts the week after that, October 22nd. By that time, that should allow, you know, good turnaround time for all the outdoors, especially in the NASL guys, to be ready to play with the Lancers.
I know that's something I know the fans are concerned with. It happens every year with outdoor going to indoor and indoor going to outdoor. And it definitely takes some time to adjust to the two different sports. There really are. Indoor soccer is... it's at the same basis, but there's so many different skills that you have to get used to when you played the entire season outdoors, especially Patrick Hannigan in goal. I mean, you're playing outdoors, and it's a much different game than the indoor goalie. So hopefully he'll be ready to go on the third.
You make a great point, Andrew. But, you know, there's two things we have going for us. I mean, one, Patrick Hannigan is just an unbelievable athlete and very amazing goalkeeper, both outdoor and indoor. But, you know, the other thing we have going for us this year, last year it was new for all these guys. You know, 90% of them didn't know each other. They'd never played together before. And now all of a sudden this year we've got a really good returning roster, and it's going to be, you know, less of a learning curve for a lot of these guys this season, which is going to help them really just get right back into the mix and hopefully leave off where we did, you know, getting those close matches in the playoffs, the semifinals against Baltimore last year.
Certainly, and that's we want the top teams in the league are back again, stronger than ever. Baltimore, the big loss, of course, they lost Segu, their veteran goalkeeper, to the PASL, so the league that is competing with the MISL. And the, matter of fact, they have 19 teams this year. I don't know how they're going to fill those rosters with 19 teams. And I think the quality of play in the MISL is certainly going to be better, I think, than the PASL, even though they're trying to get inroads with the Harrisburg Heat coming into their league and the Ohio Vortex playing in Canton, Ohio, but I still prefer the MISL myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andrew, we're proud to be a part of the MISL, being in the top division of indoor soccer, and, you know, we're really happy to hopefully pepper in some more shots on Baltimore and sneaking it by whoever goalkeeper they bring on that isn't Segu.
And it was definitely a bitter rivalry this past season. And this year, with the MISL, it's a single table, no more conferences, so the top four teams go through. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. You're going to have with the teams out west, Wichita and Missouri and Baltimore and Milwaukee, of course, very strong sides. So it's going to be a challenging year for the Lancers, and the fans need to come out and support them.
Well, you know, it is going to be definitely a challenging year, but we're at a combine. We've got guys around the country looking at players. Sam just got back from a league-wide combine. They actually had kind of similar to what a draft would be, but a little different. And we actually selected, if you will, a few players that we really found to be good fits with the Lancers. So they're going to be at our camp. So a lot of different dynamics to the Lancers this season with, again, 90% of the returning guys we had last year. But, I mean, there's some amazing season ticket specials out there. Huge Salvatore's Pizza promotion. You know, if you buy
tell us what that is.
Tickets. Well, if you buy
tell
two
us about the season Salvatore's.
Tickets, you get Salvatore's Pizza for a year. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. And the sales reps we have in-house have been doing an amazing job. And, I mean, the phones have been lighting up like crazy. That's two pizzas every month for an entire year. So if you're thinking about getting Lancer season tickets, you know, it's going to cost you the same as a regular season ticket would, and you get $270 worth of free pizza, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah, definitely not. You can feed your family for the cost of Lancers season 2, and you can go see the Lancers play and cheer on exciting indoor soccer. And again, the home opener is the 10th against the Chicago Soul, the brand new team in the league. Rich, thanks for being with us. We'll be talking again real soon.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Let us know if you need anything.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All
Rich Randall here from the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. Again, the home opener for the Lancers, November 10th against the Chicago Soul. The first match of the season in Syracuse on November the 3rd. So get your season tickets by calling 872-KICK. We want to thank Pat Onset, also Ryan Trinanovic from DC United, who helped us out getting Pat on the show tonight. This has been Andrew Battisti with Dick Howard up in Toronto and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30. Joe and Sam will be back with us for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.